Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. With the beginning of 2016, there's some changes I'm making as to how I will share with you what you need to know about the basics of money management. Many of the talking heads you see on the financial networks spend a lot of time yelling and using fear and negativity to motivate people to invest, save, pay off debt, or contribute to their retirement plans. I like to believe that my approach is more positive, without the yelling, the shaming, the negativity frequently associated with the basics of money management. Much of the stress we experience in life is related to the lack of freedom many of us feel, since so many of us are tied down by financial obligations that are hard to understand and difficult to remove from our lives. Through my books, podcasts like this one, and my blog posts, I'll do my best to help you find the life you want through simple steps that hopefully will make your life easier and less stressful. You can find my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, at my website, www.moneysmarts4u.com, you will find my podcast and my blog, in addition to other information that might interest you depending on what you need in your financial life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to know more about, please email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. Today's podcast is all about getting back to the basics as far as your money management is concerned. Some of the concepts I'll talk about will seem so simple, you'll wonder why I'm even spending any time on them. However, it is the beginning of the year and right after the holidays, and I don't know about you, but I find that having a fresh start at the beginning of the year is a little like having a blank page to write on. It can cause all kinds of blocking and denial, forgetfulness, and confusion. So let's start 2016 off right. Please join me. 1. Spend less than you make. Hopefully you already have a budget, but if not, then now's the time. If you're in the same job, have the same fixed income or dividend-paying investments, or can figure out approximately what you will make this 2016, then look at your expenses. If your expenses exceed your income, then look for places where you can cut them. Eating out, fancy coffee at the local coffee bar, going out to movies, these are all places you can cut back on expenses in order to spend less than you make. 2. Pay yourself first. If you can make an effort to save, that is, pay yourself first, whether it is 1% or 50% of your income, make the effort to save this money now. If you don't have a $1,000 nest egg saved up for emergency expenses like car repairs, dental work, new eyeglasses, a trip to care for an aging parent, then start saving that money. $20 a week for 50 weeks will allow $1,000 to accumulate for your emergency nest egg. If you've got $1,000 saved, then now is the time to work on saving 6 to 9 months of expenses in an insured savings account to have on hand if you lose your job and have to look for another, like people in the oil patch are facing now. Once you've got this money saved, then you can start to make investments in stocks, bonds, mutual funds to have for later in your life or when you may have to fall back on it later. 3. Know your priorities. Make a priority list of what you want to spend your money on now. If you're 20 to 30 years of age, single, and with virtually no responsibilities, then now is the time to max out your retirement contributions, pay off any student loan debt, and save as much money as you can for later in your life. Are you going to want to own your own home, travel, accumulate material possessions, obtain graduate degrees? Figure out what matters to you so that you'll know what you want to save your money for and then what you will want to spend it on later. Things like status and social ambition are ephemeral, so focus on investing your time in developing good, solid friendships and your money on saving for your future. 4. Think about opportunity costs. Every time you spend money on one thing, you're not able to spend it on another. So before you buy something, think about whether you really need it and then if you really want it. Imagine your life without it. Will it really make any difference now or 10 years from now? What kind of difference will it make? Sometimes we think that a new purse or new car or new glasses or new gadget will make us feel that much cooler, sexier, smarter, or be part of the group that's trending now. Ask yourself whether that is just in your imagination or if there is real data to support your buying decision. Spend money on something that will last for you, learning new skills that translate into more money at work, a great travel experience where you can learn about a part of the world that inspires you and expands your opportunities, an investment that will grow for you and for your future. Again, think carefully about what you're spending your money on now and what you will be giving up later if you spend it now. 5, listen to your gut. An investment manager I know will not place money in a company whose business or financials he does not understand. If it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. If you feel like you're getting the bait and switch sales technique on a car or a house or any other big ticket item, listen to your gut and walk away from the deal. Learning to listen to your inner voice or your gut is the most important thing you can do for yourself, because chances are you intuitively know what is right for you and what makes you uncomfortable. If you are uncomfortable because the terminology is confusing, then walk away from whatever it is you're thinking about buying, but commit to learning more about that topic so that the next time you're informed and you can make a better decision, whether it's a financial one or a medical one or any other type of decision. 6, use automation to help you with your savings goals. You can automatically transfer money from your paycheck to a savings or investment account in amounts from $25 or more every time you get paid, leading you to succeed at your savings goals. Your retirement plan contributions at work can automatically go into your 401k or 403b account, and if the company you work for matches those contributions, you can multiply your savings rate. Use these automatic investment opportunities, knowing the money won't be there to tempt you to spend it, but will be set aside for your future. 7, diversify your asset allocation and your investment dollars. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. If you're participating in your company's stock purchase plan, make sure your retirement plan dollars are invested in something else, like one of the mutual funds offered as an alternative. Having all your savings in one investment or company puts you at risk if your company goes bankrupt and you lose your job too. Have your nest egg of $1,000 and your 6 to 9 months of expenses invested in insured savings accounts. Then consider a variety of mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, fixed income securities of different industries and different companies. Spread the risk out between different investment assets. In addition, pay attention to the amount of money you keep in your different financial institutions. Most bank accounts are insured up to $250,000 by the FDIC, and for financial services or brokerage accounts, up to $500,000 is insured by the Security Protection Investment Corporation, or SPIC. 8, if you use credit cards, pay the balance due in full each month. The less debt you have, the less stressed you will be. To keep your credit cards paid off in full each month will demonstrate that you know how to use credit properly. Remember to pay all your other bills on time and in full as well. If you have to shorten a lease on an apartment, negotiate with the landlord, make your rent payments in a timely fashion, and do what you can to show that you know how to handle yourself in a business situation. Walking away from contractual obligations will only ruin your credit score and make it more difficult in the future for you to rent an apartment, take out a loan, or apply and get a credit card. Remember to follow these basic steps as you start your new year. If you use these simple approaches to managing your money, then you will have a freer, less stressful financial life. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.